What is heaven like? Part 2. God the Father has revealed some amazing things about heaven to St. Catherine of Siena, a doctor of the church, and she's written down these private revelations in her book called The Dialogue. So today we're going to answer the questions, do souls in heaven forget about people on earth? Or do earthly relationships continue in heaven in some way? Or will we be able to recognize other people in heaven? Or what if we're in heaven and we realize someone we love is now in hell? Will this change our experience of heaven? And what role does our physical body play in heaven at the resurrection of the dead? So these are the questions we will answer according to God the Father's private revelations to St. Catherine of Siena. Will friendships and close relationships with others be forgotten in heaven? Regarding this, God the Father says to St. Catherine, "And though they are all joined in the bond of charity, they know a special kind of sharing with those whom they loved most closely, with a special love in the world. A love through which they grew in grace and virtue. They helped each other proclaim the glory and praise of my name in themselves and in their neighbors. So now, in everlasting life, they have not lost that love. No, they still love and share with each other even more closely and fully, adding their love to the good of all." So can earthly relationships continue in heaven? Well, according to St. Catherine, the answer is clearly yes. And not only do they continue, but they're perfected in love. God the Father is saying they share even more closely with each other. But it is because they are rooted in Jesus Christ in their earthly relationships. I think this is incredibly consoling. Take, for example, the marriage relationship. Sometimes when a spouse dies, the one that is left behind thinks, will I ever get to see my loved one again? Well, according to God the Father, the answer is yes. Not only will they get to see it, but that relationship continues to a greater degree of perfection. Now, I'm not saying the marriage continues, but what that relationship, whatever was shared uniquely in the love of Jesus Christ, where virtue was built, that continues. This can also be said for our relationships with family members or friends rooted in Jesus Christ. Which leads us to the other question, well, will we be able to recognize people in heaven? Of course. How can these relationships be perfected unless we can recognize those people? So yes, without a doubt, according to St. Catherine of Siena, we will be able to recognize individuals in heaven. And this just also comes down to a justice thing. Would it be just for us not to be able to recognize the Mother of God? The Queen of Heaven, the one who brought forth the Savior into the world, not to be able to recognize her as an individual would not be according to justice. In heaven, we'll recognize the Blessed Virgin Mary and be able to rejoice in the goodness that God has shown forth through her. Likewise, this will be true for all the saints, be able to recognize them as individuals, glorifying God in the goodness that he has done in them, and also so too with our relationships with people that have been established in love. This is good news. Do those in heaven forget about those left behind on earth? Regarding the souls in heaven, God the Father says, "Their desires are a continual cry to me for the salvation of others. For they finished their lives loving their neighbors, and they did not leave that love behind, but brought it with them when they passed through that gate, which is my only begotten Son. You see that whatever bond of love they finished their lives, that bond is theirs forever and lasts eternally. So do the souls in heaven forget about the ones they've left on earth, the ones they've loved?" And the answer is, according to God the Father, absolutely not. And this makes sense. Think about love. When you love someone, you take an interest in what they love. For example, my son Jacob, he loves ball hockey. He's really interested in ball hockey, and they just won the city league in their age group. And so guess what happens to me? Well, I love Jacob, and so I take an interest in his interest, and now I'm really loving ball hockey. Because I love Jacob, not so much because I love ball hockey. To a greater degree of perfection, this is true in heaven. Would it be right and just to say, "Jesus, I love everything about you, but you know what? I take no interest in the salvation of people on earth." What is that? If you really love Jesus, you will love what he loves. You will want what he wants. And what he wants is the salvation of all on earth. This is consistent with love. This truth can be seen also in the apparitions of the Blessed Virgin Mary. When she comes to earth, does she come indifferent to what's happening on earth? Think about all those apparitions that are approved. When she comes, she always has great concern for the salvation of people. In fact, this is why she has come. And she's expressing sorrow over sin. She's telling people to pray the rosary for the salvation of others. So is the Blessed Virgin Mary indifferent for the salvation of those on earth when she's in heaven? No. So will those other saints be indifferent? No. This is consistent with love. Those in heaven want the salvation of all, so they do not forget about those who they've left on earth. God the Father continues this theme. What the blessed ones want is to see me honored in you who are still on the way. Pilgrims running ever nearer your end in death. Because they seek my honor, they desire your salvation. And so they are constantly praying to me for you. I do my part to fulfill their desire, provided only that you do not foolishly resist my mercy. I've heard some people say that people in heaven get so caught up in the love of God that they forget and have no awareness of those they loved on earth. It's because of love that they recall those on earth. They want their salvation. Now think of Jesus when he taught his apostles or his disciples to pray. What did he say? Let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Are those in heaven unable to agree with Jesus on this prayer? Or can they say it to a greater degree of perfection? It would be inconceivable for them to say, Jesus, I can't join you in this prayer now because now I'm here with you in heaven. Again, the point, those in heaven do not forget those on earth. Now, here's another question. What if somebody in heaven knows that someone they loved on earth has died and is now in hell? How does this change their experience of heaven? Will they experience sorrow? Well, if they experience sorrow, I thought there's only happiness in heaven. God the Father answers this. They are so conformed to my will that they can will only what I will. Their will is so one with mine that even if a father and mother saw their child in hell, or child its parent, it would not trouble them. They would even be content to see them punished, since they are my enemies. Nothing puts them at variance with me. All their desires are fulfilled. Now, this is hard for us to understand. But the point is, when a soul is in heaven, they only will what God wills. There is no variance. There's no deviating from that. And that all our desires are fulfilled. Now, here's another question. A soul in heaven now does not have a body. It's like it's lost its body because it's died. Have you ever lost something that was really important to you? And have you ever wanted it back? Well, what about the soul in heaven? That body seems to be pretty important. So what's the deal with that? Do they want their body back? God the Father answers this. Regarding the soul in heaven, God the Father says, it is also their desire to have once again the gift of their bodies. But it is not a troubled desire, because although they do not have them now, they are happy in the certainty that their desire will be fulfilled. They are not troubled, for they experience no pain or lack of happiness in not having them. So does a soul want its body back? The answer is yes, but it's not a troubled desire because they have certainty that they will get their body back. But here's another question. What will that body be like? God the Father says, the glorified body could pass through a wall, and neither fire nor water could hurt it. But know that this is not due to its own power, but to the soul's, which is really my own power given in her by grace through the unspeakable love with which I created her in my image and likeness. God the Father describing what our body will be like. And of course, this is in reference to the resurrection of the dead, when our soul is reunited with our body, which is a Catholic teaching, by the way. We will have a glorified body for all eternity. Here's another question. Why does the body matter in light of eternity? God the Father says, every action, whether good or evil, is done by means of the body. So it is just, my daughter, that my chosen ones should be rewarded with endless glory and good in their glorified bodies for the toil they endured for me in body as well as in soul. And the wicked likewise will be eternally punished in their bodies, which were their instruments of evil. So because we've responded to God's grace in our bodies will also be rewarded. But St. Catherine goes on even more specifically to say that there will be markers in our bodies to indicate our faithfulness. God the Father says regarding the glorified body, and they will see how all the sufferings the blessed endured remained as adornments on the bodies, like ornaments imprinted on clothes, not from the body's own excellence, but because the soul from her fullness will imprint on the body the fruit of its labor to shine outwardly, since it was her partner in virtue. Just as a mirror reflects a person's face, just so the fruits of their labor will be reflected in their bodies. So the fruits of your labor will be physically seen in your glorified body. Now we see this also with Jesus' body, don't we? When he appeared before the apostles, they could see his wounds, not because his body was disfigured, but because he was faithful to God the Father, and through his wounds, he won our salvation. Regarding Jesus' wounds, God the Father says, what joy there is in his wounds, forever fresh, the scars remaining in his body, and continually crying out for mercy to me, the high eternal Father, for you. You will all be made like him in joy and gladness. So you will be made like Jesus. In your physical, glorified body, your faithfulness to Jesus Christ will in some way be shown forth. Friends, share with me what stood out to you and why in this video. I always love learning from you. If you missed part one of this video, I'll link at the end here. Also, if you'd like to learn about St. Catherine's four sufferings of hell, as revealed by God the Father to her, also linked at the end of this video. Thanks for watching.
O come, divine Messiah, the world in silence waits the day when hope shall sing its triumph and sadness flee away.